With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The Washington Farm Bureau and WAFLA are breathing a better late than never sigh of relief after the state's Department of Labor and the Health Department revised emergency housing rules for farm workers. WAFLA Executive Director Dan Fazio says removing the masking and social distancing requirements makes perfect sense because they've been doing the right thing all along.
The workers coming from Mexico, we tell the workers you're going to be tested on arrival, and then if you're not interested in being vaccinated, this probably isn't going to be a job for you because you're going to be living in a congregate housing facility. And so the workers have all that information before they come up from Mexico, and they are not reluctant to get vaccinated. So we have vaccination rates from the workers from Mexico that are nearing 100%.
But Fazio says with vaccines, there will be some exceptions.
In most cases, the only reason they don't get vaccinated would be because of a medical issue or an adverse reaction to a vaccination.
Fazio says the H-2A workers are well vaccinated, so they can now turn their focus to the rest of the workforce.
Now, we have a lot of workers who are domestic workers that are coming from California, and we're just hopeful that we can work with the government agencies to encourage them to get vaccinated. And obviously, the best encouragement is to say, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. In fact, that's what the CDC told us.
Tune in tomorrow for more on these welcome changes for farm worker housing as harvest season gets underway. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.